Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So the question of the day is, do you believe the truth will set you free, or is it overrated?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's start with Sean, our boy in West Bend, who has the best theme song, in my opinion, right now.
Oh, she said it.
I said it. How can you not like his song?
No, it's a banger. No, you're
come
not
on.
Wrong.
No matter how many times I hear it, I'm like, yes.
Never mad at it. And then he comes
I'm
in.
I'm glad
and says,
you guys like the song because my daughter's been trolling me and saying she doesn't like it.
Well, your daughter isn't fun. And tell her I said that.
How old's your daughter again?
I hope she's not like 4.
Oh, she's 15. She does it just to get under my skin because she's a teenager.
I was going to say, man, she sounds like she's just opposing you to be opposing
teenagers
you.
Teenagers don't like
pretty
it
much.
When we like good stuff or cool stuff
mm-hmm.
or anything. It's like, oh, you can't like it too.
No.
It's a good song.
It can't
song.
Be cool because I like it.
That's right. Exactly right.
Oh, now it's your theme song? Now it's bad.
Watch out. You're going to start parting your hair down the middle if you don't watch out there, Sean.
So is she telling you the truth, or you think she's just massaging you, man? And which would you prefer to hear?
Seriously.
I think I'm at that point in my life where it's like I value authenticity, so at both ends, because it's like it sucks not being able to be yourself and say things that you want to say, and it sucks not being able to hear those things from people, so it's kind of like living a lie, wearing masks, and things of that nature.
You feel like people are not genuine.
Yeah.
You always want the truth all the time.
Right.
Because there is something to just meeting people and realizing down the road they're not who you thought they were.
Yeah. Well,
but I don't know if that's really that you've... What is that? That's just someone being not genuine.
But what happens when you realize that some people just can't handle the truth?
Yeah.
And those people happen to be people you love and hold near and dear. They happen to be blood related sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you know that person is just a little sensitive and a little... close to the edge.
Yeah. Do you guard them?
Right. Or do you push them?
Do you massage
obviously, there's like little things that you gotta like what you're saying with Owen and Hudson, you don't tell them everything.
No,
right.
But I mean, if when you're married and stuff like that, or even like close friends, if you value them enough, I mean, you should be able to be open and honest with people.
I like it how you gave examples. Like, yeah, my spouse or my close friends, I want
flat out honesty
all the time.
Yeah.
But maybe the acquaintances is where we go, you know, I don't need your opinion all the time.
Do I not see you all the time?
I don't even need to know what you're thinking or what happened yesterday.
Or are you my kids and I got to protect you a little bit?
I'm good.
All right, Sean. We hear you, man.
Good perspective. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a great day, man.
Jinx.
You too.
Peace.
Hudson double jinxed me the other day and then he got mad. I kept talking.
He got you with the double.
He goes, I didn't say Allie 3 times.
Whoa, man. You got it. Isn't that usually the knock on wood or you owe me a soda?
Thank you. Lori's in Cedarburg this morning. We'll go to her next. Lots of theme songs.
You know what I'm saying? We got to get the next theme song up there.
Of course. Lori, good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
So, do you want to know the truth? Do you think it sets you free? Or is it overrated?
I'd rather know the truth because it'll set you free.
Man, everybody's saying the truth, but I gotta wonder. I think we'd have a lot of hurt feelings if the truth was flying at everybody all the time.
I was just about to say, Lizzo's song, Truth Hurts, right? The truth does hurt, right? Mm-hmm. But if you'd like to know the truth, you have to be ready and prepared for how hurtful that truth can be.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
We are a society of people pleasers. Would you guys agree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
100%. Yeah. 1,000%.
And that's what I thought was interesting when I was in Mexico last fall, and I met the guy who was from Amsterdam. He's like, Americans, you guys are always worried about hurting people's feelings. You're not even direct about little things. You're indirect about stupid stuff. Like anything. Like, sorry, Lori, I don't want to let you hurt your feelings, so let me make sure I say bye to you.
We hate to be rude.
Yeah.
Because it comes off as rude, but when it's sometimes just direct.
Sometimes we just need to say, hey, my food isn't good, and can you fix it? But we're like, no, 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 I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
I'll just eat it and suffer for the next 3 days.
They don't need the truth.
AKA me. Man.
Would you rather have a little massage of the truth come out a little bit after it happens and you get over it quicker? Or having it happen years later and now you have more trust issues with that person?
Oh, that's a total relationship issue, friend or spouse. Right. She's right. Thank you, Lori. You have a great day.
Appreciate you.
Bye. You too.
Well, no, I wanted to say she's so right. You trust someone, you trust they're going to believe you, and then that's a whole nother scenario where the truth did not, you didn't get the truth, and it didn't set you free.
Are you hurt more in the short term, or are you hurt more in the long run?
You'd be hurt on the long run by the lies.
That's what she was getting at.
See? Mm. It's so true. All right. Lord. David's in Maguanago. Last but not least, he is dying to get a theme song, this
day
guy.
Day two?
Mm-hmm.
Morning, David.
What up?
What's the word, man?
You want the truth? Does it set you free?
I don't know if it'll set you free. It might get you in more trouble, but it'll get you in less trouble.
I mean, more trouble, but less trouble? What do you mean, man?
Man, I got an 11-year-old son, and he will get in trouble if he lies. Mm-hmm. It can be, you hear him in the background? What?
He said, wait, what? What'd I do now?
Don't talk about me on the radio.
Yeah, that's the
phone. compared to if he would just tell the truth right off the bat, half the time he would get in less trouble.
Talking about the parenting side where, listen, if you're going to continue to lie, once the parent finds out, boy. Ooh, David said, boy. But
and assume that I already know the answer if I'm asking you the question.
But if you come up and admit your wrongs on the front end, it might just be a little less.
Listen to this. Kelly in Sussex said, I'm a warrior. A warrior?
Both?
Both, yes. I worry about everything, so it's best I don't know the full truth on some things. Ignorance is bliss for Kelly. She doesn't want to know.
Ignorance is, and it's like that for a lot of people.
But that's the adult side of things, right? The adults might not want to know because some adults can't handle it, but the parent needs to know.
Somebody said, I'd rather be slapped with the truth than kissed with a lie. Ouch.
I know they got that tattoo. That was too good. That was smooth.
Right across their chest.
You mean neck?
Oh, man. David. All right, David, thank you. We appreciate it.
Hey, peace, man. Talk to you tomorrow for day three.
It's interesting how people have had different opinions, whether it's a kid opinion or your friends.
Yeah.
Or, you know, depending on the scenario, it makes a difference if people want to know the truth.
We got a full scope of opinions just now.
Somebody said, when asked my opinion, I always say, are you sure?
That's a good way to vet, because some people might really tell you, you know what, never mind, no, I'm not.
And I think it's a good way to say, what I'm going to say is not going to be what you want to hear. Are you sure is a nice way of saying, are you sure?
What I say might not be nice.
It might not be what you want to hear. It doesn't have to be nice.
It's nicer than saying, careful what you wish for.
Thank you, seriously.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, today's is something very close to DZ's heart. In fact, it's his own problem. You just looked at me off the air and you said, I think I got to talk about my issue. And I said, I'm mad already. You didn't even tell me the whole story, and I'm angry. DZ told me like an eighth of the story, and I got mad, and I said, that's it.
Allie just said, okay, stop.
Now
yes.
We're going on the air next, yes, and I'm now mad.
Yes, let's go right now.
Okay, let's tell everyone the problem, and then everyone's going to help DZ with what should DZ do today.
Man, well, I feel like a lot of the things that stem from my life happen to be house problems.
Fair.
Most times, right?
At least that's the negative area.
The core.
At least your family's solid.
My family's good. The house is like, man.
Damn it.
But we love our home. And let me start by saying there isn't any true problems that, for say, it makes it bad for
us. You're a new homeowner. You bought a house last year. It's exciting stuff for you guys.
It's new homeowner woes, if you will, and dealing with, let's call it, new neighbors, right?
Yep.
And I'm at my wit's end because I like taking care of my home. I like, let's say, mowing my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't like is when my neighbor won't stop doing that for me.
Your neighbor's still mowing.
My neighbor, let's call it 3 weeks in a row. The last three times that he's mowed his lawn, he's also mowed my lawn.
No. See, you told me this and I got mad, even though he's trying to do something nice. I was like, you're doing too much now.
I reached my wit's end when yesterday I got home with the boys after leaving here, right? Went and picked them up and get home, open our garage door, only to see that our grass is freshly mowed.
What if, okay, hold on. What if you're doing no mow May? What
Thank
if,
you.
What if, because honestly, a lot of people don't mow in the month of May. I think it's dumb. I mow, but.
No, we're not, but.
I understand. We're not doing that, but I understand why people do that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So what if you weren't mowing in the sky for 3 weeks?
What if we were doing no mow May?
Yeah.
What if we hadn't had the chance to mow yet and we were letting it grow in so that we could mow our grass evenly? It doesn't really matter what we were doing.
What if DZ just wants 20 minutes alone and he wants to go outside and mow the damn lawn?
Thank you.
What if?
What if?
I'm saying that as someone who has to leave to mow the lawn and gets away from her kids by doing it.
But what, no, I enjoy taking care of my yard.
Yeah.
Right? It's a part of the process. I got a vision. I take pride in it. I know the way I want to cut things. I know the way I want to do things. I might not like the way he mows my lawn.
Yeah.
I am appreciative, but I've reached a point where I've gone and said, hey man, thank you so much. At one point we didn't have a working mower, so I was like, we appreciate you taking care of our lawn for us.
Okay, let's be fair, he's looking at you and Aaron, he's looking at young new parents who work a lot. He was looking at you come and go, you're working at the Bucks, you're working at the radio station, and you got a new baby and a two-year-old. From the outside he's thinking, I'm helping these people.
Sure, he's a retiree too on top of that.
Oh yeah, and on the inside you're like, stop,
please stop,
you're creeping in on my style here, guy.
And you're also making me feel a little awkward because now I'm like, hey, neighbor, like I feel like he's trying to take care of my lawn.
Oh, is he kind of almost sucking out your leadership, your head of household, you're like trying to get stuff done and he's acting like he's your parent or what?
I mean, a little bit,
you're
I
like,
guess so. Because
charge of my house, yeah.
Don't worry about that line. You mow your lawn. If it's bothering you, maybe say something to me. Let's have a conversation. There's never been a conversation about any of this. He's just taking it upon himself to take care of my lawn.
Which is not okay.
Which is not cool. I mean,
never said a word.
Never said a word. Never had a conversation. My wife has gone and said, thank you, you don't have to do that. I've said, thank you, you don't have to do that. We sent Sammy over there to say, thank you, you don't have to do that. He ain't listening to nobody.
No.
Danny's going to go over there next with the gift card and go, you don't got to do that.
Hell, I'm going to go over there and just bring coffee so you can mow while I'm entertaining him. So he'll...
I got a lot.
Maybe that's the solution. I show up, who can talk to anyone and annoy them, and he gets so annoyed he shuts the door on me and never bothers you again.
Bruh, I'm at the
you
point.
Mow.
I have a lawnmower that I haven't gotten the chance to use.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Right? I was kind of thinking I might get to use it yesterday.
It's a brand new one, too. Oh.
Get home? No chance at all, because guess what? My lawn is mowed.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, when I do get the chance to mow, I'm now plotting. I'm sitting there, do I mow his lawn?
No pun intended.
I see what you did there, but I'm...
But if you need somebody buried...
Chill out.
Seriously.
Do I mow his lawn now? Do I jump the gun? Do I take the next opportunity and go, oh, hey, I just returned in the favor. Thanks so much. Because I guarantee you that would bother him.
Oh, that's another solid take on it, was to kind of do his own thing to him.
This is why I'm annoyed. Because I feel like I've gathered enough information on my neighbor now in the 10 months that we've been there to go, I know this would bother you. Now, if it was a reciprocal, hey, I'm going to just mow the lawn. All right, I'll get it next week thing. Cool. We never established that.
Yeah.
He's just mowing it.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten a chance. He's always beating me to it.
Uh-huh.
Next time, I'm trying to beat him to it. Wake up at the crack of dawn, crank that lawn mower up.
I think this is hysterical, and I think that's what
you should
do.
Oh, do you now?
Yes, I do. I think this is great, because I know that my neighbors go crazy when I mow my lawn too short.
Mm-hmm.
It makes my old lady neighbor, she does not like that.
It bugs her.
And I did it again this weekend because it's less time I don't care. And then I have to mow less. And it takes longer to grow back, in my opinion.
And we love our neighbors. But they're great people.
Imagine that. If I like it low and then you come, it's just what you said. There's all kinds of reasons why you shouldn't touch someone's yard.
There's so many dynamics, right? And if you're going to at least have a conversation, nothing has been had.
DZ's neighbor will not stop mowing his lawn. He's just trying to be nice because he's a retired old guy, but it's been 3 weeks in a row and DZ is at his wit's end. And if you like to do yard work or you own a house, you understand it's nice at first and then it gets old.
Yeah.
What should DZ do? People are texting. You can text or call in, by the way, at 414-533-1037. Somebody texted in and said, just re-mow your lawn so he feels bad he did it wrong. Oh, that's even more awkward.
That's now petitious.
Oh.
I kind of like it.
Somebody said, technically you're doing no mow because he's mowing it.
I like the spin. Okay, okay, we're getting somewhere.
Why are you guys so funny sometimes?
Man, let's get to them calls and texts.
We'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So today the problem is DZ's own neighbor, who is very kind and retired, but will not stop mowing your lawn for 3 weeks in a row.
Much appreciated, but it's a little too much, man.
It's one of those where someone's trying to help, and now they're causing you more angst and stress than with their helping, and they don't realize
it. Well, yeah, I got home yesterday, and my lawn was freshly mowed. Mm-hmm. He's flustered me so much, I can't even word correctly. Aaron got home and was like, did you see that the neighbor mowed the lawn again? All right, I threw my towel. I was like, don't talk to me again about the dang lawn.
Well, it's what should DZ do? Yep. We've had a few different scenarios. Let's start with Heather in Shorewood, though. We'll start with her first. And I'm hoping she's on your side because the other two aren't.
Oh.
I said what I said.
Oh!
Heather, even Nelly was appalled.
I know!
Nelly said, oh!
Good morning, Heather.
We should just pull that every time you call us on the show.
Oh!
All right, Heather, what should DZ do? Because he's got to live next to these kind people, but they're driving him crazy.
A little bit.
This is the way Allie says it, in a not so nice way.
Yeah. The next time he does it, go over there and say, hey, I really appreciate the help, but I worry about you mowing both lawns and all of this heat. I worry I'm going to come home and find you have a heat stroke.
Wait.
Doesn't matter how old he is.
Heather, you got one man talking to another man. You think that's going to fly? He's going to be like, oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Watch me.
Oh, yeah?
He's not going to go, you're right.
Just send your wife over there.
Oh, then that's even what Heather wants.
Try to tell an old person they've done enough and you got this for them, please.
And then tell a dude, you know what, send your wife to go do it.
What? Even worse.
Heather, your advice is worse than mine is on a regular basis.
You know what? Conversation terminated. Heather, thanks for calling.
We appreciate you, fam.
This ain't it, though.
That was, she said, listen, just go tell him you think he's going to have a heart attack or something.
I mean, would you not be more offended?
Those are fighting words if you're talking to me,
bro. Somebody said make him a honey-do list and give him jobs around your house.
I mean, if he wants to reshingle my roof, if he really wants to take care of my yard, maybe that's the way to go. Hey, sugar, what else you trying to? You trying to take care of the lawn? You trying to do this? You trying to take the leaves by my gutter?
Oh, somebody texted in. Don't mistake sweet and helpful for creepy and trespassing. Oh, never thought about it that way. Somebody else said build a fence, which DZ tried. Have you seen how much it costs to build a fence?
Man.
Even I have a broken fence I'm not fixing because it costs so much to fix these things right now.
That's on my honey-do list.
I'm waiting till somebody literally chops down a tree and hands me wood.
Free wood. Where's it at?
And a free labor to go with it.
That part.
The fence, I think, would be the ideal, but we're not there yet, right?
I need the immediate fix because the fence is obviously the solve, right?
Correct.
You can't just pop a fence up. This ain't Sims, man. You got to pay for that, and it's expensive, and then you got to pay to have it installed.
Well, the other two people on the phone think you should let him mow, and I can't believe it. Let's start with let's start with her first.
Oh my goodness.
Pull her up. She said, well, I'll just let her say it for herself. Saucy Sandra.
Morning, Sauce.
Hey there. Hey, my friends.
Hi.
Now I'm kind of embarrassed and sad. Like, I'm that neighbor that mows everybody's lawn because I have to have control and they look even.
Hold on. You know what? Stop right there. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you because you just said the problem. You said, you are well aware
that's the problem.
Why you do it. You are well aware that it has nothing to do with the other people. So not to take it personally, DZ, we know that.
Sure.
That it's more of a control thing or a fixing the whole block to look the way you want it to look, which is ironic.
It has to look nice.
DZ
it has
takes
to look
pride in the outside.
Okay, so they're the neighborhood association, the self-appointed. Saucy, what makes you feel like you do have that control to take care of everybody else's lawn? Now, if somebody's asking you nicely or you offer and they accept, one thing. But if you're just doing it freely, bro, that's gas wasted, that's time wasted, that's energy wasted, all out of your pocket.
It's a lot of therapy and a lot of disassociation for me, and it's good.
So what you're saying is my neighbor's just trying to get out of his house longer.
Well, facts. Does he have a wife?
He he does.
Back. Yeah. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Okay, listen, you know, but
saucy,
really...
Saucy.
Yeah.
There was a lot of lawn mowing at the end of my marriage.
Yes.
I kid you not.
I know. A lot. It's therapeutic.
When they start disappearing to the yard a lot?
Yeah.
Time to talk.
Some guys is like taking care of their lawn, y'all.
Okay, no. Seriously, though, what I think we should give Saucy something to do. Like, I have plenty of things she can come do at my house.
Oh, facts.
If Saucy wants to come mow the lawn, that's
another story. I already got a fence. I should show you the picture of the fence that I built for my friends out of pallets. Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful.
Okay.
Well, you might be hired. Okay.
But no, if you really want him to stop mowing your lawn, just walk over there and say, hey, I really appreciate everything that you've done in cutting my grass, but I'm super, super excited because I just bought my first lawnmower.
Aww.
And I really want to use it.
That's kind of what somebody texted in.
He'll understand.
Hopefully.
Well, he's tried already. Somebody texted in and said you need to approach him one more time, thank him, but be very clear that you actually really want to mow your own lawn and let him know something else he could do to be helpful if that's really what he's trying to do. Clear is kind. Yeah, be direct.
Step off.
Right, but my thing is clear.
No.
That is right. Were you clear and told him you just bought a brand new lawnmower and you're excited to use it?
Says the one that mows everybody's lawn. Saucy, get out of here. Bye.
If somebody came to me and said
stop mowing other people's lawn, Saucy. Goodbye.
Bye, Saucy.
Oh,
address your own problems. Bye.
The hardest part of this is, much like your neighbor, they're just trying to do something nice, but at least she admitted some of it's a control thing for her in the neighborhood, because that's self-awareness right there. Even if you're doing it, at least you know why.
And if my neighbor can admit that to me, then we can have a separate conversation about, man, I dislike that even more. Mm-hmm. I want control of my own yard. Thank you. I've got my family. I've got my space. This is our sanctity. You remember when you were young and doing this, man? Mm-hmm. Please let me be.
Let me be. Last but not least, Tony's in Racine, and we got to get to him. It never lasts long anyway. We always hang up on him.
Oh, yeah.
That's what his wife has said, too.
Dang. At your neck, catching strays for no reason.
I'm kidding,
Tony.
He does this too. He mows other people's lawns.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Hey, I mow with permission.
Okay.
I got permission. That's the difference. I have consent. You know, that's the difference. Mm-hmm. I have a neighbor that has MS, and then I have another neighbor that is never home because they have a business. And I said, do you mind if I help you guys out?
Awesome.
And they absolutely love it.
Great.
Different.
So
that works.
I have permission.
Okay. So then we won't beat you up about it, but what should DZ do then?
Because my neighbor doesn't have permission.
And he doesn't listen.
I'm kind of along the same lines as... Saucy there, because all us men, when we get new toys, that's the first thing we want to do is play with them.
True.
Regardless if it's outside or inside.
Hey,
we have toys.
Get toys too, and we like to play with them.
You know
too.
What? Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
But this is about me, though.
Fair. He's in men.
Oh, man. So I would just let him know how you want to play with your new lawnmower.
Pause. Tony, bye. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. This always has to go somewhere.
Always. Good luck, DZ. You're going to need it.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She said only use her first name, and I was like, girl, we wouldn't do that to you. We've never put anyone's last name out here for Am I the Jerk?
Hey, well, we're not going to start today either.
But I love her dedication. Please don't use my last name.
Just making sure.
Amber wrote in, and she wants to know if she's the jerk for cutting off her neighbor's hot water. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or slide into our DMs. I think she hit us up on Facebook. But Amber said, am I the jerk, Allie and DZ? I live in a duplex with one shared washer and dryer in the basement. The hot water to the washer runs from my hot water heater. So my downstairs neighbor washes constantly, and this has led to no hot water for me to wash dishes or shower. So after a conversation I had with them, they'd been pretty respectful, started only using hot water for whites. Recently, and for the last month, they've had family come over just to do laundry.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because we don't have a water bill. I had another conversation because I was back to having no hot water in my unit. The washer's running for days at a time now. I come home from an 18-hour shift the other day, also on my, oh, too much information, also on that time of the month, okay. And was dying for a hot shower.
Sure. No, I get it. I get it.
Guess what? No hot water. Mm-hmm. I'm done talking at this point, exclamation point.
Bird. Red mad.
I went in the basement and followed my hot water line to the washer and closed the line off.
Now you're turning off your hot water, too.
Right. Are we going to go up and down every time? You got to take a shower?
Come on now.
Get a gym membership, shower there. No. Now the washer can only run on one setting, cold.
Ouch.
Am I the jerk? Amber. So Amber had had enough. She went and cut off her neighbor's hot water. This is pretty far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where's the landlord?
She's already had conversations. I mean, thankfully they don't have a water bill. Because I was going to say, like, if it's coming from your...
That would set me off.
That would be one thing. But... free water, right? Mm-hmm. Quote unquote free water.
Which is the problem. That's why they're inviting everybody and their mom over to do laundry.
That's not okay.
Which is so annoying.
That is not okay. Obviously, you got to get the landlord involved on
well,
that, man.
And I invite my friends over, but it's my own house.
A house, not a duplex.
Not a duplex.
That you yeah. rent. Obviously, they're renting because neither of them own.
Right.
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 Right. It'd be one
jerk?
Thing.
Is she the jerk for cutting off the neighbor's hot water?
Ah, dog, this one's a tough one because I hear where she's coming from, but that's. That's unnecessary behavior, in my opinion.
Are they going to know?
Of course they're going to know.
What? They're going to run the wash on and it's going to cold's going to come out and they're never going to know.
True.
I just thought about that as I said it out loud. How I would guess, you know what it ran on?
Fair enough, but then you're hurting yourself because now you don't got any hot water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, I don't know. It's certain things that you, did you really need to go to this extent?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now you're hurting yourself as well.
Somebody said, you are definitely not the jerk. Hell no. Somebody said, sounds like it was only turned off at the washer. Oh. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Talk to me like I'm a handyman.
So you don't have to turn the hot water off at, say, the water heater. You can trace it all the way to the hose, and maybe I misunderstood that. So if they traced it to the hose and went to the hose at the back of the washer,
yes.
You could
beep, 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 do beep, that. Beep,
turn it and turn the cold water on and leave the hot water off.
Somebody said, not the jerk, but what's the neighbor using for hot water?
They got, ooh, oh, wait, that's a valid
point. Oh, my God,
point.
I have so many questions, Amber. And then somebody else said, not the jerk. They share that washer and dryer. And since they have their family using it, not only does she not use it, but she doesn't get a hot shower either.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said hot water isn't free. You have to pay the gas to heat it. Mm.
Yeah, but if they're not paying, for whatever reason, they don't have a bill, right?
The water bill, yeah.
Whatever water bill, whatever heat bill, they might not be paying.
They might not be paying the heat bill.
Could be included in the rent, right? You know how some agreements work out.
Somebody said Amber is the jerk.
Ooh.
If you've had conversations with the individual and it's leading nowhere, talk to your landlord. Don't go turning the hot water off. Okay, we are split down the middle. Here
now you're messing with somebody's house. That, yeah, I get what they're saying with that.
Okay, well, you can text just like these people. You can text us at 414-533-1037. And that number works for text or phone. Same number for both. We see your text coming in. Oh, Amber texted in.
Really?
Yes. This is Amber. The hot water still runs to my unit, just not the washer.
So she did cut it at the washer. Bet. Mm-hmm. Perfect. But then why is the hot water for the washer running from your unit and not theirs?
She said she didn't want to get the landlord involved. Okay, so we know a little bit because he's a jerk. But somebody else said, who washes dark clothes in hot water? You guys, I wash everything in cold, and that's another argument for another day. We can fight about it later.
I wash everything in hot. What y'all trying to do? Yep.
Stop.
Trying to fight me? What?
Yes, but that's another topic for another day. 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out.
Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
The phones and the texts are hot right now because the Am I the Jerk has to do with Amber, who turned off her neighbor's hot water because they were running the laundry too much. And her hot water goes straight to their washer. Mm-hmm. So she went down to the washer and undid the hot water.
Said, forget y'all, man. Y'all done.
Once they started bringing their family over to do laundry, she had enough. Olga's on the phone in Milwaukee. Olga and Louisa, but Olga is the adult. Olga, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning. All right, talk to us. What do you think?
Is she the jerk?
I think that she's not the jerk because of the fact that mainly because I've showered with cold water. It's not fun. It's horrible.
No. Yeah, who likes cold showers?
Especially after an 18-hour shift.
True. Especially after an 18-hour shift. And, like, honestly, like, I'm going in there expecting hot water. When I go in there and get hot water and then it gets cold, I'm like, what in the hell?
Right. Yeah. You get home, you live by yourself. It doesn't matter who you live with. You get home and you know that shower's waiting for you. You're expecting some hot water. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
You want to
feel clean. The biggest reason also is because she invited her whole family over, or like the neighbor invited the whole family over to like wash clothes. I feel like the neighbor's the jerk, honestly.
That's disrespectful.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, it sucks both ways, but she says not the jerk.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for calling, Olga. Have a good day.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, Rico's up next, and Rico is in Milwaukee. Hey, Rico.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Do you think Amber's a jerk? Wepa.
Yeah, I think she's a jerk. She could have the common courtesy, you know, at least to go and talk with them, say, hey, you know, you guys are watching a lot. Could you maybe cut it down? You know,
she
and
did.
Even at the land.
Rico,
oh, she did?
Again?
She's done it multiple times. Now the family's, neighbor's family in the duplex is using the laundry as a laundromat.
Let me reread the line.
Well, she, Rico,
No, it's okay. She said, after a conversation, they had been pretty respectful and started only using hot water for whites, but recently in the last month, they have family now coming over doing laundry all the time.
And all the hot water's gone again.
Again. That's where she said. Still jerk, Rico?
Yeah, I still think she's a jerk. I mean, you know, even if you have your family coming over, I understand, but they could even take less time and doing more laundry all the time and not do so much on a daily, you know, kind of spread it out throughout the month so it wouldn't be such an issue.
Well, and I agree with the person who texted in. They won't even know. This is why I think she's not the jerk if you would disconnect the hot. If it's only to the washer, how would they know?
Yeah, it's only going to be to the washer. It's not to the whole house.
True. But y'all can't feel the temperature difference when you put your hand inside of the washer after a load is done?
What kind of psycho switches things immediately? Don't you let them sit in the washer for hours like everyone else? What's wrong with you?
I try not to.
What's wrong with you?
But what duplex only has one boiler?
I don't know. I don't own a duplex. Yeah.
For whatever reason, it must be that hers is closer to the washer and dryer that they both share in the unit, and then theirs isn't. For whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can paint a picture in my head to where awkward Milwaukee style builds where there's one heater on this side, one heater on that side, but the connections to the washer are way closer to, you know, her neighbor, Amber, rather than the other neighbor.
Somebody texted in and said, Amber's a jerk. So many questions. This isn't your house. Why doesn't the other unit have its own water? We don't know.
No.
Whose washer is it? Everyone's.
Yeah, but she just call the manager. Call the manager. It doesn't matter. She has a problem with them. You know, deal with it. I mean, be an adult and that's it. You know, it's that simple.
Okay. Well, she texted in and said the landlord's a major jerk and she didn't want to get him involved. That was all she said.
Well, that sucks. Slumlord.
Yeah.
Appreciate your call, Rico.
Time to move.
Yep. No problem. Thank you.
Care, man.
Bye, Rico.
Sticking to his guns. He says jerk.
He went the other way on that.
It isn't her property. I hear what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Get the landlord involved, even if they are a jerk. It's their property.
Somebody said, not the jerk. Find the neighbor's water heater and run it to theirs. Tried to be polite.
Okay.
Ah, that is kind of funny. Last but not least, our girl Mila's on the phone. Look at you with your own theme song.
Coming in strong.
Finally, Mila.
Good morning, Mila.
Okay, Rico said jerk. Are you actually going to go that way? Which way? Is Amber the jerk?
Not the jerk at all.
Okay.
She's not the jerk for a couple of reasons. One, first, let me say this. No house in Milwaukee, Wisconsin comes without a water bill or a heat bill. So even if they're not paying it, the landlord is paying it.
True.
And if the landlord is a jerk, you really don't want to get the landlord involved because the people who are using the water, their rent's going to get raised. So I commend you, Amber, for trying to be nice to them and not giving them any extra bills.
You know what?
The neighbors are the jerks. Because why do you have your family members coming over to wash when you know it takes up the hot water from your neighbor?
Because you don't care. Family over the chick you don't know that lives above you that you don't care about, right?
I guess. You're like,
I guess. Hey,
but that's your neighbor. You got to deal with your neighbor when your family not around. I am not trying to hear that.
I'm not trying to hear that
because that's the neighbor where you get the cup of sugar from. That's the neighbor where, back in the day, you could go to my grandmama's house and borrow a whole chicken as long as you paid it back. You do not screw your neighbors over. I am so hot right now. Oh my God.
Dang. I can hear it, Mila.
Hot is a mug because the message is out of order. They got this woman taking cold showers. They're not being respectable. And you got your raggedy family coming over here using all the hot water. Tell them to stay at home or go to the laundromat. I bet you they ain't offering up no rolls of quarters. Oh my God, I'm Triggy.
Okay. Bye, Mila. We'll talk to you later.
Love you guys.
Lay back. Have a great day.
You know, she's so mean. She goes off and she goes, love you guys.
Bye.
She's like, from one to the next.
Which is why we love Mila so much. It was a hot take, not the jerk.
Somebody texted in, statistics show cold water is better to wash clothes. I don't know anything about that. I just wash on cold because I don't want anything to run.
Okay.
Somebody said, then move.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not always the solution.
That's
we know that.
A lot easier said than done. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else said, not the jerk. I love this for Amber.
What do you love for Amber? That she's taking cold showers?
No, that she went and disconnected that. They love that for her.
Got it.
Yeah, they were saying, not the jerk.
Love that she's being petitious like this.
And then somebody said, Mila's the best. She's on point.
Say less.
Go, Mila. Get it, Mila. Okay, she got her own cheering section.
Mila got a fan squad.
Her squad.
Go, Mila.
That's awesome. Well, overall today, not the jerk.
Wepa.
Sorry about that. Coming up next, I had to rage delete something life. Like rage delete. You ever rage deleted something or someone out of your life?
When you're mad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It felt so good.
Oh, but it felt good. Okay.
Oh, it felt so good.
I was going to say, sometimes you don't like that. Sometimes you regret the rage deleting.
Well, yeah, I might regret it later, but not right now.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you about it next. Here's Beyonce and Miley Cyrus. Look at these two teaming up.
I love it.
Let's go. Rage deleting things coming up with Kiss FM. Unsubscribe.
Really now?
My favorite word right now. Unsubscribe from all of it.
What's all of it?
Let me take a breath. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
Wepa.
All of it is my emails. Unsubscribe.
I feel you.
Every business that emails me, stop. I rage deleted emails the other day, and it all went back to me, and I found that I was a bad parent on top of it, which is why I had to rage delete emails. Look at you perk up when I said that.
Wait, what do you mean by that, though? No. You gotta explicate yourself. I found out I was a bad parent, rage deleting emails. What does that mean?
The lack of ability to manage my emails led to me being a bad parent and missing really important things at school.
Oh.
And that's when I realized I got really angry at myself.
Sure.
Because I had missed something important. I'd missed an email for 2 days about Hudson being way behind on the recorder. This kid was going in there, not even bringing the recorder. You know the recorder
the
unit?
The flute-looking thing?
So easy to play. This kid was just not showing up with that. Like, just didn't want to do it.
It fits in the pocket. What are you talking about?
They are not my kids. Who do they think they are saying, don't tell me what to do? They're so my kids.
Wait a second.
So when I realized the email was there for 2 days, uh-huh, I got upset. And I went, wow, I missed this whole email because I'm not even looking at my Gmail. Forget about work emails. Its own thing.
No, that's its own beast.
We have work email. That's separate. And then I got my other emails, my personal emails.
Sure.
So my Gmail is just on another planet.
Is it overwhelming to the point where you're just like, well, you missed an important email two days.
Then I realize, and then I look at it and I get overwhelmed and I see, 1,400 emails, mm-hmm, which used to be like 10,000 and I had gotten it down.
Bruh, you don't want me to tell you how many unread emails I got.
Cry.
Yeah, you would cry.
Well, I decided I was going to fix the problem. The only way to be a better parent and not miss the emails was to clean up my email.
Ooh.
So I rage deleted
so
many emails, but I had to unsubscribe while I was doing it.
Because if not, they're going to keep coming in.
And I started getting angry at every business on the planet who emails me multiple times a day or once a day even, because now I was going back and deleting days and days of stupid emails that I did not care about.
Weeks
we
and months.
We got a sale today. Don't care. Hey, this is... Nope. Mother's Day weekend. Don't care. No thanks.
Right.
I'm telling you, I must have unsubscribed to 75 businesses.
That's a lot of businesses.
It was so many. It took a long time.
Yeah.
But now I can see all my emails and I can manage them and I'm not going to miss anything.
How many emails do you think you ended up deleting?
Well, I know it was 1,400.
Okay. Well, so yeah. Because you deleted that many out.
And as I was going through, I was getting more angry seeing that like seven were from, I don't even want to name a business, but you get the picture.
Something you haven't been to in years.
A big business that even some of them I do go to, but I don't need the emails.
Sure.
Because I don't look at them. And if I need something, I'll get on your app or I'll go into the store or I'll look it up online myself. You know what I mean?
Bruh.
I know it's part of marketing, but I'm good.
I know what you mean.
I'm good. You can reach me on social media. You're already targeting all your ads at me. I'm not stupid. I know it. So enough with the emails.
Bruh, you get taxed.
You're ruining my own life.
You get taxed after a certain period where I'm proud of you for even rage deleting. I just get so enraged that I'll create a new email just so I don't got to deal with it.
Oh my gosh, you get overwhelmed and you quit.
Forget it. I don't even want this email no more. New email.
Well, where we have so much communication, it's affecting my life and my children now to the point where I'm missing things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I can't manage my email with 17 Home Depot emails. Like, I just can't. I could name 25 businesses. And it's like, I want your emails, but I don't.
How do you even streamline it? You can't. It just keeps coming in and coming in and coming in. And eventually you get overwhelmed and go, man, I've lost control of this inbox.
Mm-hmm. Amanda in Waukesha texted in. You can always text or call, by the way, if you've been through this. 414-533-1037. Amanda in Waukesha texted in and said, there is an app or a website for this. It's called Unroll Me.
What?
Like enroll, unroll me. Because some of these I did not sign up for, by the way. And I knew my information had been out there somewhere. Someone sold it or something.
Yeah.
There were a few where I went, there's no way I subscribe to this. I don't even know what this is.
Those dang cookies.
And then there were other things I was like, oh, I subscribed to this and I don't know why. I don't need this anymore.
Right. No, sometimes you just get hounded and just say, screw it. You give them whatever email and then forget about it and then boom.
There was no other way. There's no other way to manage and make sure I don't miss things that were important.
That's the worst.
Anna from Milwaukee said, I have over 56,000. Well, you got bigger problems than I do. Oh boy, the phones are going crazy. Okay, we'll talk to you guys next because I rage deleted emails. Can't wait to hear what you have to say. What did you just say to me? 105?
105,178
emails. What is wrong with you, DZ?
I'll prove it. Look at the top. What does that say? 105,000.
105,000 emails. Are you out of... Just delete the whole thing.
I'm past the point. And that's through 4 email accounts. So I'm past the point. That's why I said you were savable. I just need to create a whole new email account. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. That's 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. I said I rage deleted emails and I enjoyed every sec. I went nuts one morning because I couldn't find anything. I was missing emails that were important about school.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through and I unsubscribed multiple times.
You want to do that on my accounts?
No, because I actually, DZ, I agree with you. You're too far gone now.
It's over.
105,000, forget it. Mine was about 1,400 because I had at one point deleted a bunch, right? And then I went, and then it built back up. I had about 1,400. This is my personal email.
Okay.
It's amazing. Work email is about all I can take, okay?
Sure. Well,
and then
we
get to the Gmails and all that. See you around.
It's over.
It's over. So if I was at 105,000 like you,
and
I would burn the phone.
I'll break it down
it
for
fire.
You. There is 32,000 mm-hmm. in Yahoo. There's 20,000 in Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
There is 51,000 in a Hotmail,
mm-hmm.
which I still got a Hotmail. Yeah,
I do too.
And then 288. Only 288 in my Outlook.
Oh, that's work.
One's manageable. The work mm-hmm. one, no, that's not even the work
oh,
one.
I thought Outlook was work.
I think the Gmail is combined because Gmail, our work email technically goes through Gmail.
We go through Google now.
Right, so it is a Gmail, quote unquote, mm-hmm. even though it's not.
You're right. No, you're right.
So the 20,000 one is both personal and work. All personal, all BS. Honestly, oh, I gotta be. Gosh. It's way too much. $105,000 is way too much. I'm past the point. It's unsavable.
When somebody said, text it in, because you can text 414-533-1037. Somebody texted, you need two emails, one for junk, one for real. Yeah, I have all that, and it still doesn't, it's not filtering it.
No.
I had to go through and I had to unsubscribe to every business that emails me daily or multiple times a day or in at all. In fact, there are businesses I order from on a regular basis. My yoga pants. Every month I order more yoga pants from Fabletics. Does it mean I need 17 emails for them?
No.
And they'll do it. And I'm like, you guys are enough. Right. Enough. I don't even want that your order's been put in anymore. I can't. Enough with the emails.
Just tell me it's been delivered. That's all I need to
enough.
Know.
Enough. Nah. I could go down the list.
You know, we'd love to track our stuff. Come on now. The second we get our you know shipment.
What? You're right. That, those emails
those
I do
we want. Actually want. But hear me out. I'd even disagree with the person that texted said we need two emails. We need more than two. I'd argue say we need four or five because we do need the junk. Mm-hmm. We need the personal, but then we need one to send important documents to, I'd even argue, to keep it away from the personal, because the personal, and then you have business, and then you have family.
And, you know, if it was this easy, guys, we none of us would have thousands of emails like we do, because I see all the text. Brittany wrote in, said, I have over 5,000 personal emails in my Gmail, over 6,000 emails in my work email.
Look at that.
How would you ever even?
You don't get through that.
But yet they say we can do more than one job. And these people had 6,000 emails they haven't gotten back to.
How many of those are actually important, though? Because you know you get those all company emails where it sends out garbage that you don't need to be included on.
Somebody said Yahoo has a delete all button. Gmail needs that.
Gmail
needs
that.
At one point, I clicked on my unread. And then I was able to somehow highlight all of the unreads left over and delete them on. And I don't know how I did that now.
It went page by page. What happens is to make it easiest, you got to be on a desktop, a laptop, something. Being on your phone is the absolute worst, trying to delete messages, delete emails, delete anything.
Oh, you think that's the problem?
For me, it is. I've been on a laptop versus my phone. Mm-hmm. Deleting stuff is way easier on an actual computer versus your phone.
Well, it says, somebody texted in, when you sign up for stuff, you have to unselect the email box. Yeah, we know the preference. It's all about the preferences. I don't even know how I ended up on some of these.
They say they're like, we're gonna remember it after this conversation's over.
I mean,
I'm about to go subscribe something after this and not realize
and
it.
Get mad. And somebody else wrote in and said DZ needs God.
Oh, y'all want to talk about Jesus?
You said you have 105,000 emails.
Yeah, I need help. I might need God.
You might need God. AOL had a mass delete. Well, good for AOL. My mom called. She's still using AOL, okay? Enough with the AOL.
Oh, y'all are out here.
We thought Hotmail was embarrassing. AOL's more embarrassing. You're welcome.
Facts, though.
If I mean, I'm being honest.
You still using AIM? Wow.
AIM. Wait. I did the delete all on iCloud, and now my iCloud email does not work. Maybe they deleted their whole life.
That makes me nervous. Because now it makes me not want to delete anything.
You don't look at them anyway. What do you care? This is where what I said to myself, if you want me to be honest. I'm deleting and I'm going, what if I need that? What if I need that? And DZ, I got to the point where I went, hold on.
Hold your horses.
I never looked at these and I was never going to look at these. That's why I have 1,400 emails right now. So why am I telling myself I might need
need that.
You know you're full of it.
It's been 6 months. You ain't needed it then. You ain't going to need it now.
It's expired, in fact.
Or hear me out. The second you get rid of it, you're going to need it. Because tell me how many times that happens in your life.
Oh, I deleted the 20% off coupon.
And now
March.
I'm at Michael's and I need the 20% off coupon.
We have got tickets to send you to the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival. 2-day general admission passes right on the lakefront at Veterans Park.
I'm excited for this, man. Yeah. And honestly, whether you ride a Harley motorcycle or not, this is an event that's for the city. It's kind of dope. So
Very cool.
Being there, you don't have to have a Harley.
No, and you got 2-day general admission passes. You come and go. So I like it. We're doing that before 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Not right now.
No, y'all gotta wait just a little bit longer.
But it won't be too long, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
So, DZ.
What's up?
Tell me what's going on at your house when it comes to clothes and shoes, because I might need to find a dude like you.
You're funny, bro.
I think Aaron has lucked out with you, DZ.
You are funny. Well, all right, that's funny you say that, because actually, for Mother's Day, that just happened, I did a little shopping. You know, obviously, you want to get your partner, your mother, or the mother of your children.
Thank you for doing that, because you guys are married, so I see women where the husband says, it's not my mom. No, do something nice for the mother of your children if you're together.
That's my kid's mother.
Thank you.
You're stupid if you don't.
If you're
not
together, I don't care. But if you are together, do something nice.
Right, right. So I don't need to go in that PSA. That's the obvious, right?
Yep.
So I was out, you know, out and about shopping, and I do something a little bit differently. For most guys, and I won't say it doesn't stress me out, but most guys will not refuse to buy their girls clothes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether shoes, a dress, a shirt. Mm-hmm.
Why do
makeup,
you think
anything?
Men won't buy women clothes because they don't want
to?
Like,
we're scared to.
We'll get a complex or something.
No,
or be offended.
We're genuinely scared to because we a don't know your style, b don't trust in our knowledge of your style, or c don't want to offend you with what we do buy. If you're like, oh my gosh, you thought that I would like that, or you thought that I would look good in that, like, ew.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I'm confident. I know style. I was in Fashion Dynamics in high school at Warren Township High School in Illinois. Shout out the educational program for, you know, making me sow my oats.
Totally.
And I found that I like fashion. I like clothes, man, whether it's my clothes or anybody else's. I will compliment if I think your outfit is fire.
For sure. You pay attention. And shoes.
I pay attention.
Every now and then I'm like, oh, I want a different pair of shoes. You go, I got you. Get these. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Those are fire.
Yeah.
Right? So what did I do for Mother's Day? I bought my wife a pair of shoes and I bought my wife some clothes.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? I took the boys out. I went through and I stepped out, man, because most men are not comfortable doing that.
No.
You're going to get the rudimentary gift card. You're going to get flowers, some chocolates. Mm-hmm. Nah, man. I take those risks. And guess what? My wife loved it.
I was going to say, did she like everything you buy for her?
She did like everything I bought for her.
That's
Matter
awesome.
Of fact, I'm going to show you the shoes I bought her.
I want to see. That's a perfect match, though, where you understand someone's style and you're able to come home with clothes they would actually wear that they like.
And
like, that's a good thing to know about your partner.
Even if it if for whatever reason I didn't think it was her style, I'd still buy it because I think my style's better.
You're like, because I'm going to make you look good.
So,
oh,
those are the shoes I got her. You know,
the Nikes, the Air Max.
Yeah, some 90s. Yeah,
I like
that you know those.
Yes.
A neutral color palette. And then I went off of that because it's got browns, it's got tans, it's got some, you know, cream whites.
Uh-huh.
It's all blended into one shoe.
I like these. It's a neutral shoe. You can wear with a lot of stuff,
with a lot of stuff.
Oh,
I thought
like
smart,
that.
Man. And then I do, boom, got her a sweater. Same color palette. Then I got her a different little shirt, more of a dressy shirt that she can wear to work. Same color palette. She actually wore it yesterday.
Oh, so she can wear the shoes and the shirt. Look
and I got her
you.
A t-shirt just so she can relax. So I got her basically three different outfit combinations off of one shoe that I bought her.
Are men like you for sale? Because
we come with a price.
Most men I would not let shop for me. You're correct. But I get why if you find the right guy who likes fashion or knows his style and knows your style and knows what you would look good in, that would help.
My wife and I have been together going on 15 years.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Mm-hmm.
Before we got married, right? Now, I feel comfortable in picking some stuff for her. Now, that's not everybody, and that's not even after 20, 30 years of marriage for some people.
Have you ever brought home something she doesn't like?
100%.
Because I know you and Aaron, and I know Aaron would tell you.
Yes.
Aaron would be like, I don't like that, right?
At first, I even doubted if she'd like these. Because she was like, oh, they're cute. And I went, nah, talk to me for real. She was like, no, I actually do like them. Recently, though, I have bought something for my wife. I bought her a whole nother fit. And at another time, this was a couple years back, she didn't like it. Still embraced it.
Okay.
Still wore it.
Okay.
Got 1,001 compliments on it.
And then she wore it every day.
And then it became...
She came home and went, dang it, everybody liked my outfit that you got me.
That's exactly what happened. And she was like, I'm so mad at you, the fact that you actually know what kind of looks good on me, baby.
It's kind of like being married to a personal shopper. I don't know. Do you guys like others to shop for you? Do you like to shop for others like DZ does?
I hate other people shopping for me.
Oh, but you like to shop for others.
I love to shop for my wife. My wife. I don't even want my wife to shop for me, to be completely honest.
I like to shop for my kids sometimes, but at the same time, I do like Owen being there now to tell me what he likes, because some of the stuff he picks out are wacky.
Yeah.
Like, remember when he bought the cardigan? He loves that thing. He wears this stupid I shouldn't say stupid. He's
say
my
that.
Baby.
That cardigan's kind of fire, bro.
Really?
It's saucy.
He'll put on
Sandra.
He'll put on, like, high top sneakers, shorts, and then he'll put like a t-shirt and a cardigan.
Swag.
Really?
Swag.
Maybe I need to embrace it.
Don't tell that boy nothing. That's hobo swag right
and
there.
He doesn't care what people think, which is even better.
That's the most swaggiest part of all. If you wear what you wear with confidence, can't nobody tell you nothing. Mm-hmm. And I pride myself in that, man.
414-533-1037. Somebody said, Allie, even better when it's the man able to pick the woman's style. That's true. Somebody else said, men are just easy to buy for. Most men are. Mm. I don't know if I'd shop clothes for you, DZ. Mm. You'd be like, thanks.
But the thing is, with clothes, I gotta tell you, if it's something I ain't gonna wear, man, I might be the anomaly of I'm not that easy to shop for.
Okay. Well, we're talking about, do you like to shop for others next? 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Hold on. We have the Harley Davidson general admission 2-day passes. I can't speak right now because we're talking about something pretty funny, which is that DZ loves to shop for his wife.
I do. Mm-hmm. I genuinely do, man. Mm-hmm.
And I love that for you guys. And I love that she likes what you buy her.
Most times.
Fair enough.
Eight out of ten.
I would love to have a personal shopper who actually understood what I wanted.
I've told my wife, let me be your stylist. She loves to pick her own clothes. I don't dress her every
day. Okay, Kanye.
But I said, let me be your stylist, girl.
You're like, let me dress you.
Let me dress you.
You wouldn't quit your whole job, though, like Kanye wanted to. Kanye wanted to quit his whole job and just style Kim.
Try me.
She said that on camera. Stop it.
Try me.
Stop it.
I'd thrive.
Okay.
Thrive as a personal stylist.
Well, you know who's on the phone. She's got something to say. She wants to go shopping with us. Destiny is in Milwaukee. Destiny!
In the air, if you're the true player. DZ, we shopping, bro.
We shopping, fam.
We shop. We out here.
Do you shop for Lala?
I most definitely do.
I knew it.
Really?
I could tell. I knew it. Yeah.
I love, listen, when I'm in the store, it is hard for me not to buy her something. I'd be like, oh, babe, look at this outfit. Let me put this, this, and that, and try this one out. She'd be like, babe, really?
Stop.
Like, man, you would look, this is what's up. Check these out. Plus, she got them small little feet, so her shoes be like half the price, mine.
$10 shoes?
Be nice.
Must be real nice. Yeah. Man.
Unbelievable. So, Destiny, you shop for Lala, just like DZ shops for Aaron.
Yes. And I like DZ said, it's just like, you just like it. I can put stuff together like that. I don't like when people all, like, that one time you guys were talking about, people twinning and stuff, and everybody's got the same shoes out, like, or that. When them panda low dunks came out.
I was at the airport, and I saw a couple both wearing the pandas, the black and white Nikes, right?
Mm-mm. Matching fits.
And I was I was not into the couples that match. I'm not a fan.
I'll coordinate. I'm not a fan of matching.
We not matchy. That's not.
Coordinate. Mm-mm. I can get down with the coordination.
Color palettes? Yeah.
Yes.
Same shirts?
Right.
No.
I won't buy the same shoes that everybody's out buying right away either. Exactly. I like to go different. Yeah. My nieces will be like, and Destiny, you're the only person I know who would rock them crazy looking shoes. Like, yeah, they look good, don't they? They'd be like, yeah, they do. I'd be like, yeah.
It's how you step in them.
I agree.
It's how you step in them. But Destiny, let me ask you this. What is it for you that feels good when you shop for Lala? Because when I shop for my wife, Erin, it's almost like a, not to say a satisfaction, but like a refreshing, like, man.
It's satisfying.
I love the way my wife looks, and I feel good about the fact that I picked it for her. I know her style, and she enjoys what I got. It makes me,
Saying controlling? Because it's not controlling.
No, it's not controlling.
It's not controlling. You just be like, man, babe, that's a fresh outfit you got on. Like, that's fly. Right. Like,
it hits the switch for me.
I did that.
It hits the switch for me, Destiny.
Yeah. Because there's stuff she'll put together, and I'll be like, dang, babe, that's hot. Yep. I love what you got on.
Yep.
Yeah. But then, you know, she might do the more going out type outfits. I'm kind of the more, hey, we're going to this basketball game, or we're going to the bar. You know what I'm saying? So we're in so many functions that sometimes she doesn't know how to, you know what I'm saying? Switch it on and off.
She doesn't know how to turn you on and what to wear. I get
chill
it.
Out. There's something about it.
I get it. Destiny, we get it. We got to give away these Harley Davidson tickets, so we appreciate it.
I got to hurry up and call back. Okay, I got to hurry up and call back.
All right, bye.
Hang up on me.
Say less. I did.
Good for you. You're getting more comfortable hanging up on people. See, don't you feel powerful, DZ?
I mean, she wants these Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival 2-day general admissions. Fine. Of course, I'm going to let her get back on the line.
We were talking about clothes, but this is more important. Fine. Let's close this out. Seriously. Seriously. The Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival. This is exciting. Now, there's going to be a lot of acts there. Just to name a few, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jelly Roll, and we are giving you right now 2 days. general admission passes to the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival. It's on July 26th and 27th.
Mark the dates.
And you could see, like I said, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jelly Roll, and more. So you have to answer one easy.
I thought we were going to make it hard today.
Well, I mean, I could say it's hard, but it's not.
It's not.
One easy question. And if you're caller 25, 414-533-1037. If you're caller 25 and you answer the question correctly, you're going to the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival. Good luck.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.